Die Walküre is the second opera in the four-opera epic known as The Ring of the Nibelung. And what is happening here is a continuation of the story that began in Das Rheingold. There is this ring that has been cursed. Everyone believes that if they have the ring, they will have power over the whole world, but this ring will bring about their downfall. Now, the focus of this story is on the title woman, the Valkyrie, Brunhilde. If you've ever seen somebody trying to trivialize opera by showing the classic fat lady in the breastplate with braids and horn helmet, that would be Brunhilde. She's a very human character and a fascinating one. She becomes, in fact, the star of the whole ring, if you could say that. Her father is Wotan, the king of the gods. Well, he is going to have to part from her and to leave her on a mountaintop to be found by a hero. So, on the very concrete level, the father has to discipline his daughter and say goodbye to her forever. On an abstract level, there is so much more going on. The pain that he is experiencing in this moment is, on the one hand, very much a father taking leave of his favorite daughter forever. On the other hand, it's also somebody putting a part of themselves to rest, letting go of their dreams, their aspirations, everything they wanted from the future. So in that way, it's everybody's tragedy. Everybody has this moment that Wotan has. Up until now in this scene, Wotan has been the stern war father, but what you just heard there was him showing a little emotion and saying, Leibwohl, farewell, and embracing his daughter. Whether he does or not in the staging is up to the director, but you can clearly tell that he's rushed across the stage to take this daughter in his arms one final time and let her know how much it's killing him to say goodbye to her. And here he's compromising a little bit with this discipline. He says while he has to leave her on the mountaintop, he'll surround her with magic undying fire, so that not just any man can come and take her, but whoever does will be someone who's conquered the fear of this fire. Has a pang realizing that this hero is free in a way that he himself, the most powerful god, is not. And this brings about an emotional reaction that we'll hear in the orchestra. something has changed in the nature of these characters. And that emotional turn that happened in the swelling of the orchestra is everything. Anyone can understand that this is a sort of pain that can only be deadened by rest, by sleep, by sedatives, by death. And again, we can think of this in terms of mythology and the passing of the gods, or you can think of this in terms of somebody sitting at a bar slamming shots, trying to forget something. It's the same thing. It's a human and surprisingly universal tragedy. It's about the gods and the passing of an old order and the emergence of a new one, but it's also about each and every one of our daily lives and the things we have to let go of as time progresses.